But Hocha, by your Rebbe, that the Talmud has the chiyah to give respect back to his Rebbe, is because of the Torah the Rebbe learned. So therefore the Marath the question, Torah Dilehi, is the Torah the Rebbe's Torah, Rashi's Bitzmiyah. Your Rebbe, the reason why you have to give him respect is not because him as a person, but because he learned so much Torah, he knows so much Torah. So you're giving really respect back to the Torah, that's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe has no right to be Meichel al Kvaidai. So therefore he can't enough from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Omar Rava said no, in. Yes, it's not like your question is not a question. It's true that Torah Dilehi, that the Torah is called your Torah. Once you go and learn Torah, it's called your Torah. The Pasuk says, in your Torah, the Sayra Sai, in your Torah. So Mashma, at the beginning, true, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But once you sit down to learn it, and you claim to the Torah, it's called your Torah. So therefore, that's the halacha, Rebbe has the right to be Meichel al Kvaidei. For the Gemara, it's not that way. V'harova mashki behilula debrei. When Rava married off his son at the Chasna, he was going around pouring off wine, giving people wine. He was mashk, he was giving out the wine. V'daule kosel rapapa, he poured out a kais for a papa l'rafuna, for Eid Rav Yeshua, v'kami mikamei, and both of them stood up for Rava. Then Rava poured wine, the Rav Mori, the Rav Pinchas, bread, the Rav Chizda, son of Rav Chizda, v'loi kami mikamei, and they did not stand up for Rava. And Ikvid, Rava was angry at them. The Yoman Rava said to them, like, Hanu Rabbonin Rabbonin Vahanu Rabbonin La Rabbonin. Like, you want to say the first ones that stood up for me, they're not Choshev, they're not Rabbonin, only you are Rabbonin. In other words, how come you didn't stand up for me? Well, the question is, why was he angry? The Chura here, Rava, was Meichel al Kvaidai. Rava was going around pouring out the wine. So he was like Meichel al Kvaidai. So why should he be angry? The fact that Talmidim did not stand up for him. If you're telling me now that a Rav is Meichel al Kvaidai, Kvaidai Machol, why did he get angry? V'su, another mice happened like this also. V'su, Rav Papa, have a mashke behilula di Abba Mabrei. Rav Papa also, when he married off his son, Abba Mar, he also poured out the wine by the chasna of his son. V'dolile kosel Rav Yitzchak bread Rav Yehuda. He poured wine for Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yehuda. V'lekomi kabei, and he did not stand up for Rav Papa. V'yikpere, Rav Papa got angry. The question is why? Since here these Rabbanim were Moichel al Kvaidai, they went to pour off the wine, so then the Chur of the Talmud doesn't have the chiyuv to stand up for him. So Murray says, no. Afilu hochi hida mevad lebo. Mevadle. That even so, you're still supposed to give some respect back to your Rebbe. Like we spoke about before, by your father also. Even though your Rebbe, your father, is Moichel al Kvaidai, it only means you won't get punished if you don't act nice to them. But avada, you still have a chiyuv to act nice to them. Therefore, the Rebbe got angry. That's Talmidim. Why did they not stand up? So Rashi says, Hidu Rashi says, Lanua Muat. You have to stand up at least a little bit. Kilu Rait Salam in the front of. As if you want to stand up in front of him. In other words, at least a little bit Hidu, you have to give them. This is very Nageya. Because Lamaisa, we'll talk about it later, there is a mitzvah of the Torah to stand up for an old person or to stand up for Talmud Chacham. And the mitzvah is mamash to stand up completely. When a Talmud Chacham comes into the room, comes near your Dalaranis, there's a mitzvah Esther to stand up completely. Get up off your chair. You're supposed to stand up for him. If a shaver, an older person, over 70, comes in, there's a mitzvah Esther to stand up for him. If a Talmud Chacham, even if he's younger than you, but he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than you, there's a chiyuv to stand up for him completely. The question is, what's the hetter? A lot of times you find people don't stand up completely. So the hetter is like this Gemara. That was Seimachon, that most probably they're Moichel al Kvaidai. But even though they're Moichel al Kvaidai, still a little bit covered you're supposed to give. That's the minute where you find some people, it's too hard for them to get up. So all they do is they move that, they move up a drop. That whole part of still with something though. As long as you get up a little bit, that's the Gemara of Hidu, like Rashi says, Lenu Amat. As long as you get up a little bit, that's the respect you're supposed to give back to them. But this is only about the providing that they're Meichel al Kvaidai. So we hope that they're Meichel al Kvaidai. So then, a koparim is good, you'll be yaitz to the mitzvah, you just give a little bit recognition, you stand up a drop. But about lechatchilu, the mitzvah is to stand up completely. Right. Omer Rav Ashi, afilu leman diyama, harav shemachal al kvaidai, kvaidai machli, according to the man diyama that says, that if the Rebbe is mechal al kvaidai, it's called the good mechila. But Nasi, like the president, he's like the head of Klal Yisrael, Nasi shemochel al kvoidoi, ain't kvoidoi mochel. Here it's a bigger respect. A Nasi doesn't have the right to be mochel al kvoidoi. Even if he does, still everybody still has to stand up completely for him. Meisvei have a kasha on this. It says, Meis was once a case, a story, for Rabbi Eliezer, for Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Yitzchak, shayim misubim bebeis hamishta. They were sitting once by a chasna, by beis hamishta. Benoi shirom gamliel. By the chasna of the son of Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. For hoya Rabbi Gamliel oimed o mashka alayim. And Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, the father of the chosin, was going around pouring wine. So Nasa na kaisel Rabbi Eliezer v'lo notlu. He gave the cup of wine to Rabbi Eliezer, but he didn't want to take it. Here's the Nasi. It doesn't pass that I should take wine from him. I have to give him respect. I can't take the wine from him. Then the Maisa was Nasnu le Rabbi Yeshua. Then Rabbi Gamliel gave a cup of wine to Rabbi Yeshua, v'kiblo, and Rabbi Yeshua accepted it. He took it from the Nasi. Now, Omar le Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer complained back to Rabbi Yeshua and said, Mazu Yeshua, what are you doing, Yeshua? Onu Yoshvin Rabbi Gamliel, v'Rabbi Oymed Omashkol Einu. We should be sitting down, and Rabbi Gamliel Beribi is the great person, a Nasi. He's the one that should be standing up and giving us, pouring us wine. It doesn't pass. So how could you accept the wine? L'chura, you have to give him kavod. Ah, he's meichel al kvoidai. Mashmi, he can't be meichel al kvoidai. Oh, maloi, Rabbi Shura said back, no, you're wrong. Matzino godem imenu. I found even a bigger case than this. Sheshimesh Avraham godel ador hoya. That Avraham Avinu, the godel ador, he was mishamish, the three malachim that came to him. The kosa by the pasuk says, v'oimed aleihem. That Avraham Avinu was standing over them, giving them to drink. So you see, Avraham Avinu, like was Mechel al Kvoidei, and they took it from him. Ay, v'shem atayimu, maybe you'll say, kamal chay hasharas nidmulay. And maybe you'll say, no, when Avraham Avinu saw the three malachim, Avraham Avinu knew that they were malachim. That's why he gave them respect. But maybe if he did not know they were malachim, he wouldn't have given them that respect, because he's the Nasi, he's like the God Lador. So Mar says, that's not the case. That no, the malachim only appeared to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu really thought that they were Arabs. That's all. And still, Avraham Avinu went to give them. So you see, even a God Lador has the right to be Michael al Kvaidai. And if he is Michael, the Mechila helps. So, what's the Kasha? There they were Arabs. So, why did they took it? Vice says, no, Vice says. Vice says, the Lachar is like they weren't Arabs. They were Maisa were malachim. If the Lachar would have been that a Nasi Shemachal al Kvaidai is not Kvaidai Machal, so they would not be allowed to accept the Kais from Avraham Avinu. Since they accepted the Kais as Mashma, that if the Nasi wants to give it to you, you have a right to accept it. And so that's what Rabbi Shua said back. V'yonu loyeh Rabbi Gamliel b'Rebbe oimed amashkel einu. So us, shouldn't we let this Rabbi Gamliel, true, he's a God Lador, he's a Rebbe, he's a great person, but he's not better than Avraham Avinu. So we have a right to let him give us the wine. Omar lehem Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Tzadik said back to them, he heard these two arguing, he said to them, Ad mosai atem enichem kvoidoi shemokom v'yatem oiskim mechvoid habriyas. Like, how come you don't bring a proof from HaKadosh Baruch himself? Why are you only going to argue to bring a proof from Bnei Adam? Go bring a proof from HaKadosh Baruch himself. And what's the case? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashiv ruchos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that makes the winds blow. Umal nesim, he brings up the mist. Umarid mater, brings down the dew. Umatzmiach adama, he makes the ground grow. V'yarech shulchan lefnei kol echad v'yachad. Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us our panasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gives us everything. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, how can we accept it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Gadol, how could we accept it from him? If so, we all know, if we see we're allowed to, so it's a Rai, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Meichel al Kvoidai, he could be Meichel. So if so, we all know, lo yeh Rabbi Gamliel b'Rebbe, oimid amashkir aleinu, shouldn't we also be allowed to accept the wine from Rabbi Gamliel? Since he wants to pour the wine, he wants to be Meichel al Kvoidai, l'chur, we have right to accept it. So rather, even, so they're coming out now, even a Nasi could be Meichel al Kvoidai. So the Mar says, therefore, Eli Yitmer, if we ever learn someplace that he can't be Meichel al Kvoidai, Hochi Yitmer. This is where we learned it. That Omar Ravasi, Afilu l'mandiyama, Nasi shemochel al Kvoidai. Kvoidai mochel, even according to the Mandiyama that says, a Nasi, Mechila helps, But Melech, a Melech Yisrael, Shemochel al Kvoidoi, Ein Kvoide Mochel. And this is the halacha. A king, even if he wants to be Mochel al Kvoidoi, if the king wants a full warrant for us, we're not allowed to accept it. Shenem, because the Pasuk says, Sum Tosim Alecha Melech. We have to point the king upon ourselves, so we darshin, Shetehei Em Mosi Alecha, to din upon us that we have to fear the Melech. There's special halacha by the Melech, it's not Stamas the person himself, but as Bechlal, as the Malchus Yisrael. And we have a Melech over Yisrael, there's a chiv upon every single Yochid to go and give him back respect. So here, there's no such thing, even though he himself wants to be Meichel al Kvaydai, we still have our chiv to give him back Kovid, we can't accept the wine from a king. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, what's in a price like this? The Pasuk says, Mipnei Seiva Tokum. He's supposed to stand up for an older person. Seiva, an older person. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afilu Mipnei Zokin Ashmoi, even if it's an older man that's a dope, he's an Amoritz, he doesn't know anything. Rashi says, Ashmoi means, Osham Rosho V'Yamoritz, the guy's an Arosho and an Amoritz, for as long as he's old, maybe you have a chiv to stand up for him. And a Sheva we hold means somebody over 70 years of age. So Talmud Loima, the Tanakhama holds not like that. Talmud Loima, the Pasuk says, Zokin. The end of the Pasuk is, V'Hardarta Pnei Zokin. So it says the word Zokin. V'Yain Zokin El Chochem. Zokin means a Chochem. So Kitza, therefore, Sheva also only means a Chochem. You only have to stand up if the person is a Talmud Chochem. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Osvuli Shiva Mish Mizikna Yisrael. And there they were Choshuva people. Mizikna Yisrael, Mashma means Choshuva people. G'dayla mechachom, like Rashi says. That's what did the Tanakhama Svara. That the mitzvah only applies to a Talmud Chochem. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yoimeh, no. Ein Zokin Elamisha Kona Chochma. He holds Zokin as somebody that's Kona Chochma. That's exactly what a Zokin means. The Gemara soon going to ask the Chura, that's the same thing as the Tanakhama. The Chura of Yosef Lili is also saying that the Pasuk says a Zokin only means a Chochem. But he has another Pasuk for it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hashem Konani, the Rashi's Darkoi. Yeah. So Hashem Konani, the Rashi's Darkoi, that goes on a Zokin is talking about a Chochem. Yochel, the Gemara says, so we'll soon we'll see what the Machlekes between Rabbi Yosef and the Tanakhama is. The Chur, they're both saying the same thing, that the mitzvah only applies to a Talmud Chochem. Vaita, the Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yamod miponov mimakim rochik, that as soon as you see him, even though he's a few feet away from you, still you have to stand up for him. Talmud Leimono, the Pasuk says, Tokum, and then it says, Vardarta. It says, Mepnei Seva Tokum, Vihardarta Pnei Zokim. So, Lo Yamarti Kima, Ela Bamakim Sheshidur. The mitzvah standing up for him is only the mokum where you're giving him hiddur, you're giving him respect, which only applies in his dalat amos. When he's in your dalat amos, then you stand up in front of him, that's called you're giving him kavod, you're giving him respect. So we learn out the word tokum from the adart, you only have to stand up when he comes in your dalat amos. Yochel, I would have thought to say, maybe the pasuk means yadren of a mammon, maybe if your adart to pnei zokim means you have to give him money. Talmud Lerma, the pasuk says, no tokum for your adart, you have to stand up and give him respect. Ma kima sheinbech sarnkis, just like usually just standing up, you have no loss of money, it doesn't cost any money to stand up, is afhidr sheinbech sarnkis. That's what the Pasuk says, you have to give him respect, means by not losing out money, you don't have to lose out money. Yochel, I would have thought to say, yomad mipona mi beis hakisi mi beis hamerchats, that even to go into a beis hakisi as beis hamerchats also, there's a mitzvah to give him respect, stand up if you meet him in the beis hakisi and the beis hamerchats, in the wash house, or beth house. Talmud Lemno, the Pasuk says, Tokim v'yodarta. That means, lo yomarti kima, I only tell you to stand up for him, ela b'mokim sheyesh hiddur. Only in a place where it's called give him respect, but in the bathroom, there's no way to give respect in the bathroom. In the mikvah, you don't have to give respect to, that's not a mokim to give respect. So therefore, if you meet somebody in the mikvah, you would not have to stand up for him. Yochel, I would have thought to say, yotzim einov kimish laru, maybe even if you see the Talmud Chochem, you have a right to close your eyes, and keep on sitting down, make believe as if you don't see him. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Tokum, then it says, V'yereisa. It's supposed to have fear. That means, Dover amoysel alev. It means it's totally in your heart, like Nemabai V'yereisa, Melchera says to have fear from Hashem. In other words, Hashem knows in your heart what's doing there. The kid said, you first saw him, so you have the chid to stand up for him. And it doesn't help, like you know he's coming, so you close your eyes. I have a teretz now. He's just now coming into my Dalat Amos. But right now, my eyes are closed, I don't see him. That's no ptur. Bosses says if you erase, you're supposed to have fear for him, means that if you know he's coming, you're also supposed to stand up for him. So that's this year. Right? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Minayin Lazokin Shloyatriach. How do we know that Tamachochim himself, he should not like bother the Tzibur, he should not make it painful, make the Tzibur stand up for him? Like if it's possible for him to come in earlier, come in a way that he would not be Matriach the people, he should not do it. The Rashi says, "Im yochol elech derech acheres shlo yamar es atzibur." If he could walk into shul some other way and not bothering everybody to stand up, he should go in the other way. Tam Lerman, the pasuk says, "Zokin v'yereisa." If yereisa, he should also have yiras Hashem. In other words, not to try and put extra cover upon the tibur. Isi ben Yudu Weimer, mipnei seiva tukan. The pasuk is supposed to stand up for an older person. He learns afilu kol seiva v'mashma. Any older person. Rashi says, "Afilu zokin ashmoi, even stam an older person that's not a talmud chacham, there's also a mitzvah to stand up for him." And we paskin like this: an older person means after 70. After 70, somebody that's 70 years old, there's a mitzvah to stand up for him. We hold like Isi here that if neiseva talking means you have the mitzvah to stand up for an older person. Reb Yosef had another mertakasha. So good, Isi ben Yud is saying something new that if neiseva talking applies even to stam an older person. But before, both Tanakam and both Rabbi Yosef Glili, both said it has to be a Talmud Chacham. So Gemara asks, now, what was the first Machlokes? The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Haino Tanakama. The Chur Rabbi Yosef Glili and the Tanakama both saying the same thing. They're both saying that it's only on a Talmud Chacham. So Gemara says, no, Ika Benayu, Yonik V'Chacham. The Nafkamina is, if you have a young Talmud Chacham. Tanakama of Yonik V'Chacham Loi. The Tanakama says, no, the Apostle says, Mifnei Seiva Tokim. You have to stand up for an older person. Just he says, what does an older person mean? It means an older Talmud Chacham. So according to the Tanakhama, if you would have a young Talmud Chacham, you would not have a chiyuv to stand up for him. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Sovar no, Afilu Yonik V'Chacham. Even though he's a young Talmud Chacham, but as long as a Talmud Chacham, there's also a chiyuv to stand up for him. And we also paskin like this. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That if the person is not a Talmud Chacham, you only have to stand up for him if he's a Seiva, if he's over 70. But if the person is a Talmud Chacham, then you have to stand up for him even though he's under, even though he's young. Now the Gemara says, my time of the Rabbi Yosef Glili. Why does he say even a young Talmud Chacham? Oh, Malach, because Rabbi Yosef Glili says like this, E Saka Daituch, Kediyama Tanakam, if you can tell me, like the Tanakam says, it means only a Seiva that's a Zokin, it's like one person. Only if he's an older Talmud Chacham, in came,